Good morning, my brothers and sisters. God is truly wonderful, and it's a blessing to be in His presence today. Our lesson today is titled, Mary Magdalene, a Faithful Disciple. The Bible passages are Luke 8, verses 1 through 3, Mark 15, verse 40, John 20, verses 10 through 18. I have often said there's nothing new under the sun. In many churches, there's always a group of women that are dedicated to furthering the work of the church. Sometimes they are called Ladies Auxiliary, Mother's Board, Women's Aid Group, or the Dorcas Society, to name a few. These women are of a great help to the church in more ways than just hosting teas and such. They are fundraisers to help with outreach ministries and counselors to help guide many Christians, new Christians, in their journey. They have that mothering ability to bring comfort in difficult times. Also, as a collective group, they can be among your mightiest prayer warriors. Mary Magdalene was among just such a group of women that joined Jesus and his disciples as they traveled and ministered in the towns and villages. After Jesus had cast out the demons that had possessed her, she became a believer, follower, and along with other women, financial supporters of Jesus' ministry. This group of women came from very diverse backgrounds. There was Joanna, whose husband was an administrator in King Herod's court. Susanna, whose background is not known. Mary Magdalene, whose reputation as a sinful woman was well known. And then there were other women that were not listed. But all these women had significant life-changing experiences with Jesus. Many of them were healed of various illnesses, cured of possession, as Mary Magdalene had been, and witnessed the miracles Jesus performed as they traveled from town to town. These women ministered to Jesus and his disciples by supporting them financially. They must have been women of substantial means because there is no mention of this group ever asking for any type of financial support from the townspeople they visited. Also, this group of women challenged the social norm regarding a woman's place. Jesus was making the statement that men and women are equal in the eyes of his Father who created us all. Each of us has different roles, but our value in his kingdom is equal. At the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene and the women continued to demonstrate their faithfulness as they watched Jesus die on the cross. His disciples were nowhere to be found. This does not mean the disciples lacked faith. I believe it was fear that caused them to run and hide. But I guess these women had nothing to fear. They were going to serve until the end. Mary Magdalene had to have a strong affection for Jesus because of what he had done for her. As this lesson tells us, she is the first one to the tomb. And as a faithful follower, she didn't know what to think when she found the tomb empty. Had Joseph and Nicodemus moved the body? Was the body stolen? Her grief was overwhelming. The fact that he was resurrected never crossed her mind. Even when Jesus approached her, she still did not recognize him until he called her by name. Then, and only then, she realized she was in the presence of Jesus. Mary Magdalene was the first woman to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, as she told the disciples she had seen the risen Lord. As Mary Magdalene showed her gratitude by submitting her resources, time, and witness to the service of the Lord, we should do likewise. The assignment for this week is, take the list that you made last week and list the way, each way, each one of those women impacted your life. You'd probably be surprised at the answers that you come up with. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning at this time, thanking you for your goodness, Father. We thank you for resurrecting and showing us the way to have eternal life. We thank you, Father, for the women in our church that have been in our lives. We thank you for the impact that they've had on us. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless these women that are still with us and continue to lead us and guide us, Father, and to give them honor and homage as we continue to, in our walk. We pray, Lord, that you continue to lead and guide each and every one of us, Father, as we move from day to day, as we continue to make our journey through these challenging times. We know that you are the only person that can get us through this, and we lean heavily upon you, Father. We thank you for how you have touched bodies and healed broken spirits and lifted us up, Father, and you keep us connected through various means, Father, so we can give support to one another. We thank you, Father, for touching the bodies of those that are on our sick list. We thank you, Father, for keeping them, helping us to keep them on our minds so that we can always pray for them, Father, at any time and any day. We pray for those that have lost loved ones this week, Father, and we pray that you bring comfort to the entire families. We ask you, Father, to remember each member in our church family. Continue to keep your hedge of protection around them, their entire families that are here and far away. And we ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as she continues to lead and guide us, as she brings us the word today. Let that word be a lamp unto someone's feet. Let it take hold of someone's heart and lift them up. Let it be something that will restore a lost brother or sister. But Father, also continue to bless our pastor. Renew her spirit each and every day. Give her energy to continue her walk. We thank you for her, Father, and we thank you for the ability to support her in everything that she undertakes. We stand with her and we stand behind her. And we thank you for that mindset. We thank you again, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. And in the name of your son, Jesus, amen. Have a blessed week, saints. God bless you all.